Hello, Roberto?
Yes.
Hi, Roberto. Thank you for holding. My name is Ismael López. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How's it going today?
It's going well, thank you.
All right,
How
good
about
to hear.
yourself?
Good over here. Yeah, it's raining over here in Costa Mesa. How about over there in San Rafael?
Yeah, it's pretty rainy out here too.
So you working today with the rain or just
Nah, I mean I'm just doing office work and design and stuff, but not field work.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So Dan, the representative you spoke to before, he passed along the notes that he took about your company. I do see here that you work with HomeAdvisor. Seems like it's going well for you, correct?
It has been going really well, yes.
Okay, perfect.
I have probably generated about 75% of my revenue. Well, maybe I still have to do the analysis of, as you know, how much revenue and versus how much I spent. But yeah, it's been going pretty well.
All right, yeah, that's great to hear. I'd like to hear that potential customers are already busy and working well. So, Roberto, I wanted to, did you have any questions aside about the program aside from pricing?
Well, how would it work? 'Cause I mean, you're not the first one to call, you know. You're probably the, I don't know, maybe
Yeah,
100th person.
I bet.
And so I think, you know, I'm a really hard sell. And I also work in sales 'cause, you know, I handle my company, as kinda, you know, the most important thing is sales. And so one of the issues that I have seen from Angelique is that they don't really filter their leads very well, and just have been like some of the weaker leads, like, you know, so like sometimes people that they feel like, oh, I want to do some landscape work, and they go online and they, you know, look up, you know, landscape contractors or whatever, and probably the first thing that pops up is Angelique, and then or they see an ad on Nextdoor or one of the apps, and they're like, you know, find your professional, yada yada yada. So people go on there and then you simply put their email, their, you know, a little bit of their information. And Angelique obviously sells me that. But a lot of the time, some of the leads are pretty weak, you know, like I don't even hear from the people sometimes. And, you know, maybe 75% of the time, the leads are pretty strong and it's kind of like up to me to make the sale. And so I guess the question for me with your leads is, you know, what percentage of your leads are actually filtered as, you know, potential? And by potential, I'm saying I'm actually meeting the customer, I'm talking to the customer, and I'm providing a quote versus, you know, ghost leads where I just send an email and called and these voicemails and I never hear back from them. Do you have any sort of potential data from that?
So Roberto, just so you're aware, seems like Dan didn't explain it to you, but we work differently from Angie's List. So we're not gonna send you leads. What our job here as a premier Google partner is that we're gonna market your company online on pages like Google, Bing. So like you gave me an example right now when people do searches for landscape contractors in your area of San Rafael, you'd wanna be the we what we would do for you is you'd be one of the options on the front page of Google. So it'd make it easier for people to find your page, your website of design and solutions landscape contractor. So that would be our main job, as well as that, is that we could focus outside areas outside of San Rafael. So you solely wouldn't be getting potential clients from San Rafael, but you'd be able to focus in cities around the area in the Google Ads. So just to paint a picture for you real quick, Roberto, pretty much you would be able to optimize keywords. You'd have the ability to choose. So one of them you already mentioned to me was landscape contractors. So anything that had to do with landscaping, we'd want it to for someone to be able to find your business that easily through Google. Because like you mentioned before, you're getting 75% of your business through HomeAdvisor. But I did overhear that your revenue goal is to be $100,000 a month, correct?
Approximately, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, so we were completely different from Angie's. We're not gonna send you direct leads nor charge you for any. Ask for any percentage of any customers that you receive from being on Google and also different search engines. Our main goal is to promote your company and make it easier for someone to find you on Google. I don't know if you worked with have you worked with a SEO company? By SEO, I mean search engine optimization company in the past.
I have not
Okay.
yet.
Yeah, so that's what our main job is to optimize the keywords and then get you on as many pages as possible, because we'll also promote you on directories as well.
Okay, so you wouldn't be generating leads, it's just a marketing strategy to try to get me more customers.
Exactly, yeah. More eyes to your business, because obviously there's thousands of searches for landscaping in your area every week or every month. So at the end of the day, what we want for you is to take advantage of a small percentage of those. Because right now, currently, I don't know if you're aware, but when I'm looking for landscape contractors in your area of San Rafael, Victory Garden Landscaping comes out, Lucio Landscaping Services, and then MT Tam Gardener Services.
Yeah, I honestly don't really look too much into that. But okay, so say your deal would be, and so you think it can beat, say, because I really don't know right now. I need to see how much money I have been, you know, my revenue from Angelite is, so I can tell you exactly. I don't even know exactly how much my whole revenue was, but it was pretty chunky. It was probably about $500,000 from when I started to now. And so I guess what I want to know, and this is obviously on my end, you know, how much of that came from Angelite, how much money I spent, and that could give me a more informed decision. Because say if I tell you, like, do you believe that I can, you know, get more revenue from your strategy of marketing than Angelite, based on a number, you know, say if it's like 70%. So if it's 70% of $500,000, we're talking about at least $350,000. So if, to me, what would make the decision is if you can show me some data or you can tell me like, oh yeah, most likely you will be making about that from this marketing strategy, then it's a no-brainer. But if it's more like, yeah, let's put it out there and see, you know, see what happens. So I think to me that's kind of like how I'm going to base my decision of what I'm going to be working with next year.
Exactly. So let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What do you think right now, Home Advisor right now is being found, how do they market themselves?
I'm not entirely sure how they market themselves. I mean, they mark themselves as someone who will find a contractor for a homeowner. So they're like a service provider for contractors and homeowners. So they like a liaison, right, that connects you with something or with someone.
Mm-hmm. So like you mentioned before, Roberto, they're getting their leads through Google, correct? Because Home Advisor is using Google.
I wouldn't say all of them from Google, because I also like check out Nextdoor, you know, the app. And so on Nextdoor, there will be ads for homeowners or for people to go and find a provider for a service. So it's not necessarily all coming from Google. Sure, Google will be probably the first area where someone would go to, you know, try to find something. Even I do that myself. But I don't think that's entirely as powerful as, because I can go and then just like, you know, look up for something and see it first thing. But I don't think that's a guarantee that, what if I don't want that? What if I don't want people to see my website because I probably don't have, you know, good work? Not that that happens, you know, but I don't know if that is entirely powerful as to like, I need numbers. I need something to tell me like, hey, you know, based on revenue or based on this and that, like you're maybe guaranteed to increase your sales by, I don't know, 10% of what you're already doing. And with those kind of numbers, I can't really make a decision. I already know how much money I will be making this year based off Angie's leads. And to me, that's already, you know, a solid foundation for me to either say keep going or stop, because, you know, I can see exactly how much money I spent and I can see exactly how much money I made in revenue. Mm-hmm. And if that's something that I can do from Google, or will it just, you know, put me out there so that people can see it, then I would have to probably do the work as to like, how did you find me? Did you find me on Google? Did somebody on Nextdoor recommended me, or did somebody, you know, from one of my clients recommended me? So I guess, you know, I'm telling you, I mean, I've been hard and probably, you know, but I, cause I did pay a good chunk of money for Angie's Eat. I still don't know how much, but like at least maybe $1,500, at most.
Mm-hmm. So you want a tangible number, correct?
Yeah. So like if you were to say, okay, this is the rest of the customers that I have hooked up with Google and their revenue was, I don't know, increased by this much. Then I can say and strategize my plan for next year because, you know, if I want to grow at least 5 or 10%, how am I going to do that? Am I going to leave Angie's Leads on more often? You know, because now I turn it off like right now it's off. So I don't get leads. I haven't gotten leads for maybe 3 weeks because I got a bunch of leads and I said, okay, I'm going to work on these leads to try to see if I can make a sale from these leads. I think it was at least 6 of them. So, and they're like $50. It was like $300, but I haven't had it on the whole year, you know? And so that's what I'm saying, like a tangible number that you can reach out maybe to your customers and say, hey, you know what? And even probably be a powerful sales for you too, like to say, hey man, like this is how much money you made with Google and being on the front list of Google, the first, you know, the most powerful search engine, you'll probably increase or you will increase your revenue by a percentage. You know, it could be small or it could be big. But those are kind of like the things I'm going to be making to see whether I'm going to stay with Angie Leads or, you know, move on to onto something better.
Yeah.
I also got the one from Host or Who's Host. And, you know, they were like charging me a monthly fee for unlimited leads. So kind of like Angie Leads, but these guys were just saying, give me $250 or $300 a month and you have as many leads as you can handle. So that's also kind of but those are leads, you know, it's not just the listing on Google.
Okay. Yeah, Roberto, no worries. So, you're making it sound like you kind of want a guarantee from us. You know, what we do here is just, we would make it easier for people to find your company because you want to attach a number amount to what you invest here to like what you're getting at the end of the year, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but we pretty much, what we're going to do here is just make it easier. And then what we offer here is just month to month. We're not going to, there's absolutely no contracts. That's a big thing we do here. And then we're not going to work with your competitors in the area, like some of them that I mentioned earlier, like Lucio Landscaping Services and Victory Gardens. At the end of the day, it's the importance of do you want to be found on the front page of Google? Because I was able to find your Google listing, but I know you had mentioned earlier maybe something with your website, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that could be something that we could help you out as well. We offer multiple services. At the end of the day, I would give you a pricing for the package, explain to you what comes in the package, and then you would be able to decide for yourself if we can help you reach that goal of getting $100,000 a month.
Okay. How about,
yeah,
can you send, I actually got to take some calls and then deal with some emails and stuff like that. Do you mind sending it to my email or is there something you have to explain to me?
No. So I can go ahead and send it to your email. I went ahead and sent you is this your mobile phone or the office phone?
This is my mobile phone.
Okay.
Office phone.
I went ahead and I sent you a text message. So it just shows the pricing that we offer. The pricing that I can offer you, today or when you're interested is going to be a different price. I just wanted to send you that just so you're aware of us. We're called Local Splash, but I can definitely take the email
I
right now.
Local Splash.
Yeah.
And then I'll just have to click on the link and it'll show me the price.
Yeah. It'll take you to the pricing page. It'll discuss with you how much, what we do here, how many years we've been in business and all that.
Great, man. Sounds good. You're not the only one I have. I've got at least, I'm telling you from Hoost and then, I forgot the other one, but I got like 3 or 4 offers. Mm-hmm. And so just know that I'll probably be evaluating and to see whether I go ahead and create another service additionally to this, but yeah, man. Well, thank you for taking the time and I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely, Roberto. Did you want to go ahead and give me your email so I can send you any more additional information?
Oh yeah, sure. It's ds.landscape www.contractor@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Yep. Perfect, Roberto. I just saved it right here. ds.landscape.contractor@gmail.com.
Yes. ds.landscape.contractor. Yeah. You got it.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, Roberto. All
right, man. Thank you. You got it, man.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.